All right, please take your seat. We are going to invite our great speaker tonight. We are going to invite Brenton to the platform.
Thank you, good intro. Great's a bit of a big word. We'll call it speaker for now. Who's enjoying the night? Yeah? Let's catch my breath. Who's planning on going on some holidays this end of this year? A few people? Yeah? Who's having some time off? I think everyone's having time off. Time off is good, and we need it. And tonight I want to talk about rest. Who loves resting? Yeah, I do. Who goes to uni and loves resting? I miss that. We're coming into time, Christmas holiday season. Generally, you go around to relatives, eat a lot, and then you rest. That's how it is. The animals do it. They eat lots, and then they hibernate. We're going to do the same. And God gives us time. He gives us work. He gives us play. But we're going to talk about rest. And you might want to head down to Dalesford or Maryborough, head down the countryside, or go to Geelong, the nice coastline. But for your holiday, you don't have to go overseas or interstate. There's plenty to do here in Victoria. You want to visit some friends or some distant relatives and go out for lunch or dinner and catch up. It's good, yeah? You can say amen if you want. And just the other day, and I feel sometimes I don't think we're talking enough about God and what we do on the weekend. Someone asked you, what did you do on the weekend? Oh, I went to the footy, or I did this, went out to a party. Yeah, that's good. Share that. But do they know what you do on Sundays? Sundays, do you work? What do you do? If your friends ask you, what do you do on Sunday? Well, go to church. That's right. That's all we've got to tell them, because otherwise they won't know. And if you don't tell them you go to church, they probably won't know you're a Christian. And I think it's the easiest way to tell them you are a Christian. Because if you go to work, I'm a Christian, they're going to think, what's wrong with this guy? I'm sure some people have maybe done that. That's probably not my approach, but just the other day at work, I was talking to a few guys over lunch, and we normally talk about work and what's going on and a whole lot of pretty useless stuff over our work lunchtime. And I thought, I'll just throw church in there, see what happens. And something came up about it and what you're doing, son. I said, I'll go to church. They're like, really? Go to church? I'm like, yeah. That's just all I know every day of my... Every Sunday of my life, I've gone to church. Wow. You know, and we have a night service. Night service? Who has night service? So we go 10 a.m. morning service, 10 a.m. And then at 6:30 night service. Absolutely. So we had that. And then they couldn't believe it. And something came up about being a Christian. I was like, I'm a Christian. I go to church. Really cool. I said, It's a happening church. It's not a traditional, boring church. This is a happening church, amen? I said, I go to Grow Church. Give me a bit louder. I go, so we go to Grow Church. And so I'm still catching my breath. I'll stop the story with it. Hello to the Salibas. They wanted to be here tonight, but I'm sure they're going to listen online and everyone else listening online during the week. So I said I'd say hello to them. All right, we did a podcast last time when Noel was overseas, so you got to hear that. If you haven't checked out the website, use the website as a tool, growchurch.com.au. You tell people, we go to church, we've got a website. What? What do you have a website for? So people know where we are. Most young people, if they hear about something, they'll go look it up on the net. We've got a Facebook page. You can check that out. But use it as a tool. That's what it's there for. People can go on the address page. They can put in their address, and it's got a little GPS tells them how to get to church. That's pretty cool. And Jeremy maintains that. He does a great job. And I was telling my mates about this. So we've got a website. What do you have a website for? You're a church. I'm like, we've got a website. We want people to know where we are. It's a great form to communicate to young people today. Oh, I'm fiddling now. and something came up about sex before marriage, and they're like, really, I didn't know that people actually followed through with that. I said, yeah, well, I do. And like, wow, you know, that's cool. You know, we thought that was an old-fashioned thing that happened, you know, years and years ago. And a whole heap of things just opened up. I believe God really placed it on my heart just to bring up the word church, and all my mates, you know, they're asking me about it. So what an opportunity I have. And through that, I want you guys to have those opportunities. Ask God on the way to work, what can I say to them that will get them asking me questions? Amen. Nothing to do with rest, but I thought there'd be something good for everyone to hear. So, yeah, instead of the normal, you know, lunchtime conversation, throw a spanner in the works and tell them a bit more about your life. I'm sure it'll open up a lot more questions from them to you. And again, they don't know you go to church. They won't know you're a Christian unless you're really good at displaying it, or unless you tell them. And we've got to start inviting people in here. The church isn't going to grow anymore if we don't start inviting people in. Some people do walk past and they come in, that's great. But we've got to start inviting people. We have so many outreach programs. So many outreach programs. We named some of them this morning. Men's, young group. Men's, young adults group. Ladies group. We've got youth group. Scrapbooking group. We've got everything. So use these tools. The leaders, they put in time so you can come along and bring people along. It's not for us, it's for other people, amen? All right, now on to the rest bit. The rest of it. And my dad sort of shared a little bit about this this morning about working on Sundays. I'm talking about the Sabbath a bit. And God clearly states his law in the Bible about the Sabbath and what that means, and about keeping that day holy and free of work and resting. In Deuteronomy, you can turn to Deuteronomy. Who brought their Bibles? Or their iPhone with the Bible on it? You can get the Bible on your phone, do it. Who's got it? I got it. Deuteronomy, didn't say where. Verse 5, chapter 14. Chapter 5, verse 14. You tell I'm nervous? I can sing in front of 100 or so people. I can't talk in front of you guys. We got it? Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 14. Have we got it? Three people got it? Okay, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest. Dedicate to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your oxen and donkeys and other livestock, and any foreigners living among you. All your male and female servants must rest as you do. And as Gary said today, myself, Rachel and Hayden, when we've started new jobs, more like casual part-time jobs, we've clearly stated that the first interview that Sundays is not an option. We'll not be working on Sundays. We've made that pretty clear. And most workplaces will respect that because they can get other people. It's not an issue. And yes, you will be giving up. Normally on Sundays, you might get paid a little bit more, but it's more important being in the house of God with his family, amen. Oh, I know I've been blessed through it. When I was working at my computer store that I worked at, I knew I could nearly add another half of what I was earning on top of my wage on a Sunday. I chose not to do that because I wanted to be here. So I want to encourage young people, old people, older people, sorry, You're not old, you're older. And middle-aged people who are laughing. I encourage you, if you're working on Sundays, try and renegotiate something with your boss so you don't have to be stuck at work. Sometimes people have to work on Sundays, and I understand that, and that's fine. But you can also choose another day of rest. It doesn't have to be a Sunday. Some people, when it says a day of rest, you can choose another day to relax. But then we've got the 6:30 p.m. service as well, so you can make it to that. And God will reward you for not compromising your faith and settling with the world and working on Sundays. God doesn't say rest on Sunday and don't come to church. It means on Sundays come into his rest. So there's a difference. Not to go home and rest, but to come into God's rest, into his presence. And with his family and worship in his presence. God, in the Bible, it does say when we worship, we are strength. We are strengthened through worship together. Who feels strength when they're worshiping? Is that three people? No, who feels strength when they're worshiping? I see a few more hands. That's good. So coming into God's rest, it might seem when you're resting, you're giving up. You're not giving up. Coming into God's rest and surrendering to God, worshiping him, giving all your troubles to him. And it says in the Bible, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. And now I've sort of finished uni on to work. I know what it's like to work every day. It's hit me pretty hard. And I used to be a uni student and sleep in every day and go to uni about two or three times a week. And it was great, and I'd work on the weekend. So I had plenty of rest. So uni students are like, yeah. There's a few of them. And everyone that's working are like, oh, I miss that. So I now miss that uni life. So now Saturday's my sleeping day, so don't call me, all right? So rest was pretty common for me as a uni student. I sort of had more time for that. And now when you're working every day, you sort of have less time. But rest doesn't mean not working. You've still got to work. Still got to do things you've got to do around the house. And also, resting, you can still serve and minister in the church while resting. Resting doesn't mean sticking away from the church, going hiding in the corner. Resting, serving in ministry isn't work. It's two different things. You can still rest and do that. And it's all worship to God anyway, our service and ministry. So when things get too much and we rest, we step back from God, and sometimes we step back from the things of God, and when we want to rest, we sort of turn away from God. We think, oh, I'm just going to hide in the corner. I'm going to take all my troubles away. They don't go away. You've got to face your troubles and bring it to God and rest in him, not away from him. Some people do that. They go and hide under a rock. They go hibernate like the animals. And we need to sort of, if we need to go home and reconnect with God, or come to church on Sunday, reconnect with God and not run away. Or people sometimes leave the church when they think things are going bad, or go to another church. When you leave the church and go to another one, you're taking your problems there, and then you'll take your problems to somewhere else. Then you're just going around in a circle. And some people do that. Turn to Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 12. Let me know when you got it. Isaiah 28, verse 12. So God has told his people, here is a place of rest. Let the weary rest here. This is a place of quiet rest, but they would not listen. And God asks us to rest. He gives us a whole Sunday to rest. And we choose not to. Some of us, I said before, I know some people have to work, but sometimes we choose to work. We choose to do other things on the Sunday. But that time is sacred. That time is special for God. It's one day he's given us every week to devote to him. And if you can't, as I said, make it on Sunday, choose another day where you put time into God and time and devotion into God. I'm talking to myself as well, by the way. And when we rest in God, we make things right, and then we come back to Him, full of His presence and ready to go. And yeah, as I said, we don't really take time to listen to God, and in those quiet times, He's got plenty to say to us. And a bit in Psalm 37, it says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." Don't expect something straight away always. Sometimes that happens, but don't expect something straight away. We've got to be patient. Wait on the Lord. Rest in Him. Not rest away from Him. We're going to rest in Him. I thought about, you know, time of New Year's. We talk about New Year's resolution and we're going to lose weight. And, I mean... And we're going to go to the gym, we're going to start this, we're going to do that, we're going to clean out garages, we're going to clean out our houses, we're going to do all these sort of things. Again, we're talking to ourselves. And we put all these action plans, and sometimes we don't do it. And unless we actually do it, they're just words on a page. And it's the same for church, same for your personal goals and visions. And I want to put a challenge to the church tonight, if I may do that. And just to go and rest in God. We've had a pretty big year, I must admit. Who's had a big year? Really big year. Church, life, work, everything. Big year? Who feels like resting? I know I do. Yeah? So go and rest in God and seek some vision from Him. Seek something new from Him. And don't let your vision in the church, vision be words on a page. If you want to write them down, do them. Put them into action, put them into place. And start thinking about next year now. Don't wait till next year, because then next year will go like that, as it already has. How fast has the year gone? Yeah? And take this time to outreach to your family and friends, and colleagues and workmates, as I did the other day. I felt really rewarded when I told them that I was a Christian, and they're like, wow, you know? And you know, it was good. And remember, just invite people along. Just take a chance, because they're not going to just... Some people won't just walk off the street. Otherwise, if every person that walked past came in here, we'd have thousands in here, amen? So we've got to tell people where we are. It's not about the church. Let God's presence shine for you so that they're attracted to you, not the building. Not the lights or the music. That's just side on the side. Your friends will be attracted to you because you're a Christian. You got Jesus' light shining through you. And as Pastor John said this morning, so I'm referring to a lot of people. How good was this morning's service? It was fantastic. Pastor John said this morning, we have a great and healthy church, which we do, and there's so many resources and programs that are just here and freely available that we can use to outreach. So. Don't let them go to waste. Don't waste any opportunity. We have so much given to us. We shouldn't hold it all for ourselves. We need to share that with others so that they can experience what we have. Amen. And get involved as well. If you're not involved in any service or ministry, get involved. Start thinking about that. I know some people got talents. Don't wait for the pastors to ask you. Take some initiative and show and say, what can I do? Where can I be of use? What can God use me for? And, get involved. Let others know what His church is doing in their community and what He can do in their lives. And just share with your friends, amen? So the challenge is just go and rest in God over this holidays. Take it easy. Satan says, take it easy. You do. You do say that. Take it easy. And just relax. How good is it to relax? It's good. This is the only time you probably got to do it, so just want to leave you with that. So thank you for listening tonight, and I'll just end with a prayer. Oh, you can clap. God, we just thank you for this gift of rest that you've given us, Lord, and help us to use it, Lord. Help us to keep your day of holiness holy, Lord. Help us to respect the Sabbath, Lord. Help us to be involved, Lord. Help us to outreach to our friends and our community, Lord. Help us to use the tools available for us that are freely available to us through the church. Help us give back for what we've been given, Lord. And let's not waste any opportunities in talking about you to our friends. And I just pray that, Lord, that you challenge us tonight. And you give us the words to say to our friends. In your name, amen. Thank you. Has the band come up, which they already have? Yep, thanks. If you'd like to come up the front for prayer, I might also get Penny and Dorinia to help pray for some people. If you have been challenged at all or you want prayer for something else, I'll be up the front here to do that. Okay?